Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting, joined by MLB.com's Adam McKelvey. Adam, let me tell you a quick story.
Okay.
I was working for TMJ4 News at the time, and we had stories to report in New York. So I fly into New York City, into Manhattan, the very night in 2004 that the Red Sox were pulling off the greatest comeback in MLB history. And the story, they came back from down 3-0 to the Yankees in the ALCS, and the headline in the New York Post, I'll never forget, front page the next day was, "Hell freezes over." So I'm wondering if you know the temperature in hell this morning, I don't feel like it's getting that cold.
Well, this is a tough spot to be in. And I was actually, I thought Anthony DiComo, who covers the Mets for us and is here writing with me on this series, said something really smart. We always have these numbers in our stories in the postseason about, you know, teams that go up 1-0 in a best of seven series have gone on to win X percent of the time. And those numbers are always interesting, but, you know, each series is independent, so you don't exactly know what to draw from that. The numbers on falling behind 3-0 are like stark in that a huge percentage of those end in a sweep. And I guess his takeaway on it was, you know, when you're down 3-0, it is really, really hard to just get that one to then try to move on. But Christian Yelich said yesterday that's the big challenge. Just get one, and then you start to think about getting another one. And, you know, you can't get to four victories, which is what they need, and with the Red Sox are the only team ever to do that of, I think it was the 41 teams that have fallen behind 3-0. You just need to get one. And, look, to do that, they're going to have to snap a 10-game road losing streak, by the way, in the postseason.
Oof.
Which is, and they're going to have to hit, which they haven't done. And they face great pitching, but they've also just – it's a bummer the Brewers have not been able to show a national audience in this series the team that they were in the regular season. They were a really fun offense to watch, and Brewers fans saw it all season. We've just seen no signs of that offense in this series because the Dodgers have thrown really good pitching, and they're just – Brewers hitters are just, as a group, in a bad place right now.
And that's the unfortunate part about all of it, Adam, is that despite everything you just said, they could have stolen one of these games. I mean, they could have stolen game one. Even yesterday there was opportunity. It's just like they're hitting so poorly, yet have been in two yes. of the three games.
And, well, that's true. They've been in two of the three. Yesterday's game, they were, you know, one base runner, and they had the tying run at the plate. That is so huge. And what would have been, and we'll never know, what would have been if Bryce Durant breaks his bat and dumps a base hit over first base in the ninth inning of game one, and they literally steal a game when Blake Snell was the best performance of the whole series, even though Yamamoto went the distance the next day. Blake Snell was like no hard contacts, like just carved through eight innings of game one. And the Brewers had a chance to absolutely steal that game out of the Dodgers' back pocket. Now, I have no idea if that changes what happened with the Yamamoto the next night. I have no idea if it means the Brewers can hit in those, you know, really difficult conditions yesterday, but I just have to think it changes something. It certainly changes the series because it's not 3-0 right now with a giant mountain to climb and no Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz and Curt Schilling and Pedro Martinez walking through the door today. So I think that's really critical. And it shows the small margins in this postseason. That's just the truth of Major League Baseball's postseason. When you get your opportunity, you got to just grab it because every little moment can be the thing that changes the course of your entire season.
Adam McAlvey is with us from MLB.com. Adam, I know there's probably a limited appetite for there's always next year. However, if we can look toward a bright spot for this Brewers team, it's been the performance of Jacob Mizorowski and the fact that not only has he been amazing, but also what he's getting, what Jackson Churio has been getting, experience, so that we can be ultimately, if we can keep this group together, that more veteran team as we continue to make postseasons down the road.
Well, this is the argument for keeping him on the postseason roster. And I remember I wrote in that bye week, like an article, I wasn't 100% sure that he was going to be on the postseason roster. But everybody I talked to on the coaching staff basically said it was like a no-brainer for them that he would be in this relief role. And the idea was, you know, maybe he was in his own head a little bit in some of those starts. They got him out of that role into relief. And they've unlocked something. And that is undoubtedly one of the positives is that Jacob Mizorowski, whatever happens the next, you know, week or today, Jacob Mizorowski is going to propel into the offseason now in a completely different mind space than he was on the final day of September. And that doesn't make people feel any better about the hole the Brewers are in right now. They ran it under, you know, really everybody wants to go to the World Series so bad. And you never know when this opportunity is going to come again. But, look, Mizorowski has a chance to be a real weapon for the Brewers next season. And as a team, again, not something people want to hear when they're down 3-0, but as a team, and you look at their list of free agents, they're the core of this club comes back. And that's the idea of the way that they've built this club. And, again, we can get into the back and forth about whether that's the smart way to do it and whether it's better to go all in and maybe have some more weapons in a moment like today going into game four. But the Brewers want to build this thing, you know, to do this every year. And when you look at the roster, you look up and down the lineup, you can point this guy's back, you know, all those core hitters are going to be back next season. They have the makings of a young, good pitching staff for next season.
But Adam,
they're going to be competitive
then
again.
Then, okay, so great. So they get boat rolled by the Dodgers again next year.
Yeah.
So like, but, what? And but, I mean, I don't mean to be so cynical, but like, are the Dodgers ruining baseball? And I would hate to get down on an owner who wants to spend money.
Well, don't blame them for it.
Right.
But
like,
your
this
point
is
well taken.
It's what do you do if, okay, well, great. This was one of the, if not the best season ever. And they can't even hold a candle to that team.
In the last three games. And that is the trouble with the postseason is you can build a team to win over 6 months. Then you don't know how that team's going to play over the course of 10 days and seven games. That is the challenge of baseball's postseason. You play the system that you're in. You play the schedule and the format that's handed to you. And you get yourself in the postseason. And you hope to catch fire at the right time. The Brewers, unfortunately, in this series have not caught fire. They have gone completely ice cold.
854, Adam McAlvey from MLB.com. Appreciate it, Adam.
All right. See you guys.